get a bit overawed by the size of the bridge when they realise just how big it is.
I always feel a bit sorry for the people who work at the Opera House, actually, for the opposite reason. Everyone talks about the bridge and the Opera House, but I think when you get out of your car and you actually stand on the side of the footpath on the bridge, you realise that as gorgeous as the Opera House is, it really is tiny compared to the mammoth Sydney Harbour Bridge. It just blows you away, particularly when you talk about the 75th birthday and you think, well, it was, you know, 80-odd years before that that they drew up those drawings. Sitting down by hand and working out the calculations to build something of that size, it is quite an awe-inspiring kind of a thing, and it's still dramatic in every sense.
To end this oral history, the last word is from Charles Traill, who walked the bridge.
A Tommy soldier and an Aussie were walking down George Street or whatever, and the Yank said, you know, he said, it took us 6 months just to build a White House. And the Pommy said, oh, that's nothing. He said, Buckingham Palace only took 3 months. And they turned the corner and they saw the bridge. And they said, the Aussie, what's that? He said, I know, mate, wasn't here this morning.
The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Government and its agencies.